The Afternoon Live Podcast with Anthony Martin. Listen in live on Hospedia Channel 1. Online at coastway.org.uk. Or on the TuneIn app Wednesdays from 1 on Coastway Hospital Radio for Brighton.
It's just gone 2 p.m, which means it's time for New At 2. This week's band are a new up-and-coming guitar band from Brighton. They've been compared to Catfish and the Bottlemen and the 1975s. The brand new single has just been used by footwear company Dr. Martens for their Stand Up For Something campaign. These guys are certainly ones to watch. And on the phone with me right now, I've got the band's vocalist and guitarist, Robin. How are you?
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. So, Robin, the band consists of yourself, James on drums, and Matt on bass guitar. How did you guys get together?
We kind of mixed from other bands, really. We're originally back from the New Forest and like Bournemouth direction. Just sort of knew of each other in other bands when we were younger, sort of college time. Got together sort of slowly and it just sort of clicked, really.
Okay, so how long have you guys been playing together?
We've been together. We were previously called Monty about 2 years ago, and we've been the New Thieves for about maybe a year, and within the last 6 months, just started putting out some tracks, basically.
Yeah. So what brought up the name New Thieves? Who came up with that idea?
It's kind of a collective decision, really. Just like wanted something, just a classic rock.
Yeah.
Sort of name, yeah, just something that resonates well with our music. Yeah, I mean, so many bad names out there. So we were, to be honest, keeping it pretty safe. So.
So yes, you've been playing in different bands before. What would be your inspirations then, collectively, I guess, as a three piece?
I suppose we all have got a sort of a late 90s to 2000s sort of grunge influence. There's a bit of pop punk in there, Blink 182, stuff like that.
Okay.
And we just sort of just collaborated all of our ideas. Big fans of like Arctic Monkeys and a lot of British rock and roll. So yeah, we just wanted to do something completely original and just our own thing. Really.
Okay. And the bands I mentioned earlier, Catfish and the Bottlemen and the 1975, were they inspirations or any influence?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we listened to a lot and definitely those two bands are in there. We don't intentionally try to sound like anyone, but I'm sure those sort of influences come out. We've got so many mixed reactions. It's sort of, we've had sounding like Block Party. We've also had Joy Division, so loads of different sounds coming in.
Yeah, I suppose your sound has been described as Britpop meets garage rock. Is that a fair description, do you reckon?
Yeah, definitely. It's sort of we've had people sort of describe it as unintentionally Britpop, which is pretty spot on, really, because we wouldn't say we're massively like. We're not sort of the cliche Britpop. We're not Oasis fans massively. We love Oasis, but we're not like we're not huge Britpop followers. There's a little bit of Blur in there, but I myself, I'm 23, so it's kind of a little bit late for me, to be honest.
It's before your time, is it?
Yeah.
So yeah, you released two tracks in 2014, I guess, as the New Thieves. And a new song was released at the beginning of this month. What's the band's creative process at the moment? Who writes the songs, or is it a joint thing?
I kind of write the backbone of the songs, and then my drummer and me sort of go through rhythmic sections. I'm actually a bassist, so it's kind of, I like to think that we kind of get a different edge on it by starting off with the rhythm section first.
Okay.
And then our guitarist sort of adds the flavour, really.
Okay. And the lyrics come kind of later on then?
Yeah. Lyrics are always last. I don't know how. It just seems to happen that way, but yeah.
So you've kind of done a few songs as the New Thieves. Is there, I suppose, an EP on the way anytime soon?
Yeah. We're going to be in the studio in like early May. We're going to be getting maybe an EP out or another few singles in the summer. So we're sort of just getting out there at the moment and doing as many gigs as possible.
Okay.
In the sort of Brighton area in London.
And where are you recording at the moment? Is there a particular studio you're using?
Yeah, we use the Ranch Production House in Southampton. Just a guy called Neil, we've trusted for a few years since we worked with him in previous bands.
Yeah, well, I suppose your latest song release has been having some success already. It's been picked up by Dr. Martens even for a campaign of theirs. How did that come about?
It was kind of like the first time we've decided that we've been in bands for years and just like played gigs, played crappy little shows in little pubs everywhere. And it's I think we've come into a new age of music where you kind of realise you can't just play and accept and see what happens sort of thing.
Yeah.
So it was really just emailing out and started to actually put music in the right places.
Yeah, I suppose the social media aspect has changed music quite a lot. Publishing and music, I guess, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Everything's a lot faster. Everything's completely different. And we just thought, well, need to put it out there. Stuck out the antenna, as it were. And we got a few interesting emails. And it's been quite a good few months. So we're sort of just seeing where it takes us, really.
Yeah. Now you say you've been doing some gigs around Brighton. Have you done many live stuff around elsewhere, London as well? You said.
Yeah, we've done plenty of gigs, sort of Southampton and London. Being originally from Bournemouth, I myself moved to Brighton about 6 months ago.
Okay.
I've just heard a lot about the music scene here, so. Just thought, yeah, I'd make the move.
Yeah, so the move, I guess, it was kind of based purely on music then to Brighton.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I believe you're actually playing in Sticky Mike's this weekend. Is that right?
Yeah, Saturday. We're on at about 9:30. It's through Lout Promotions. They do like a Brighton Rocks event. I think it's like at least once a month they do it.
Okay, so it's this Saturday evening.
Yeah.
Perfect. Now we're going to play your new single, Idiot, on the radio right now. What or who was the inspiration behind that one?
It's actually a touchy subject. I will probably never give it away, to be honest. But it's about someone.
Okay.
And it's my way of kind of being pretty straight to the point about it, but pretty vague as well. So
okay, it's going to be a secret of the band then.
It will always be, yeah. far too sour.
Okay, well, thanks very much for speaking with Robin. And we're going to play your new song right now on the radio. This is Idiot from the New Thieves on Coastway Hospital Radio for Brighton. Thanks, Robin.
Thank you very much.
The best new music from the best up-and-coming acts. New at 2 on Coastway Hospital Radio.